When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, real quick, guys, don't forget to visit our Facebook page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. Guys, I'm so excited to be here today. Before we get started, let me go ahead and say this to my very, very lovely wife, who's my biggest fan, my biggest supporter, who allows me to be my unique self, my lovely wife, Nicole. Girl, that's your shout out. I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Guys, listen, in a very short time, this show has taken off. It's been heard all around the globe in wonderful places, guys, like Japan, Vietnam, China, Canada. I'm super excited that you are listening, and each week right here, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, that's 5 p.m. Eastern. If you're in the Pacific Coast, that's 2 p.m. Mountain, that's 3 p.m. time. I'm so glad you're joining in, and whether you're at work or whether you're at home, whether you're relaxing and you're streaming in, thank you for tuning in each week, and maybe this is your very first time tuning in. Your very first time listening to the show. Let me tell you, thank you so much. Whether someone told you about the show or maybe you found us by accident. Either way, let me tell you this. I am super glad that you decided to join the show. I'm so happy that you are here. Guys, listen, we have a fantastic topic that we're going to talk about today. And we're going to get right into it. And let's get started. Guys, today's topic that we're going to talk about, if you hadn't caught it, copy and paste. Yeah, copy and paste. I know you've heard that before. I know a lot of my people who work with computers or work on computers at home or at work, you're kind of familiar with that term. And there may be some people who aren't familiar with it. Don't worry about it. We'll catch you up to speed. But today's topic, guys, is copy and paste. Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about today. So I've done enough talking. Let's get started. So I actually was thinking about this topic while on my computer, on this very computer that I'm using right now, as a matter of fact. And I was copying and pasting. There was some work that I needed to be done. And I said, yo, well, it'd be easy if I just copy and paste it, and that'll cut down on some time. That'll cut down on some work that I'm doing if I just go ahead and just copy and paste it, and I could be done. And I'm quite sure many of you who may be listening, may be watching right now, or streaming it, whether it be on Spotify, Pandora, or however you may be listening, you're quite kind of familiar with that. You're looking at something and you're doing some work on the computer, and you say, look, I could just cut down some time if I just copy and paste it. And that's what we're going to talk about, guys. And it's kind of funny, though, but I can't be the only one, though, right? I can't be the only one. I can't be the only one who, when they were learning a little bit about computers, when you finally got the hang of some things, like let's try creating a new folder or even minimizing a window, you felt like you were a seasoned professional. You felt like you were major tech support. The moment you learned how to minimize that window, the moment you learned how to create a brand new folder, you felt just as if you were a seasoned professional and like you were brand new tech support. Like, hey, if you got a problem, call me. I know how to create a folder. I know how to minimize a window. I mean, I felt like I was a genius, an absolute professional. And all I was learned how to do was minimize a window and create a new folder on the computer. And I felt like I was, you know, a freaking superstar of all things. And I know I can't be the only one who felt like that when you first started learning some things on the computer. I get it. I know. So I know I'm not alone. You might not want to admit it, but I know I am not alone. You kind of felt like you was a pro, right? And let's not forget finally learning how to change the picture you see when you turn that computer on. You know what I'm talking about. Changing that picture that appeared on your desktop or on the startup screen. When you finally learn how to change that picture, oh man, couldn't tell me anything. I knew it all. I felt I could build you a computer. At that point, I felt like I invented the computer. I felt like there was nothing, no computer problem I couldn't fix. Never mind your emails not working. Never mind the server not connecting. I knew how to change your picture on your desktop, though. Never mind a video not playing, but I knew how to change that picture on the desktop. I promise you guys, I felt like an absolute genius. And listen, and now we discuss the whole different thing, right? Now the whole discussion in computers is totally different. Now we discuss things, you know, kind of like microprocessors or quad-core processors and things like DDR RAM. I get it. I just spoke a different language to some people. And trust me, some of it's still different language to me too. Like DDR RAM. But I still remember, no matter what I have learned, no matter what new skills I have acquired, and I've quite a few, no matter what technology has advanced to, you have different phones, have different versions of it now. You have this version, like a 14 version over here. And no matter what computer software or program you have or what operating system you have, I still remember this thing. I still remember the day I learned how to do two simple things: copy and paste. And it really doesn't matter, right? Think about it. And it really doesn't matter much of a difference what we learned after that. Think about it. It didn't matter what we learned after that, right? Because those two things would follow us everywhere we went, regardless of the operating system, regardless of what computer it was on, regardless if we're talking about quad processors, core processors, regardless of what we're talking about, those two things followed us everywhere we went: copy and paste. And when we finally got the hang of doing it, let me just be honest about me. I'm going to be transparent about myself, okay? When we finally got the handle of doing it, we were trying to copy and paste everything we saw. Yeah, think about it. Trying to copy and paste everything that we saw, we wanted to copy and paste it. If there was a picture, we would copy and paste it. If there was a sentence, we would copy and paste it. It seemed like the days of manually rewriting a sentence seemed over. I'm not sure if there are many people who still manually rewrite a sentence. I'll be honest with you. I copy and paste it. And if I have to manually rewrite a sentence, I'm almost like, oh my gosh, it's like you're pulling teeth out of me. You mean tell me I actually have to type this? I mean, I actually have to think about what I'm typing. I actually have to pause and think about what I'm writing. I actually had to take a minute and think about what I'm writing. It just seems like the days of manually rewriting a sentence seemed over. It also seemed like the introduction to the end of producing distinct and unique items. Seemed like it was introducing the end of producing distinct and unique items. And things like individuality seemed to be fading in the past, while the age of repeat seemed to be just getting started. And it makes one question, it makes a person to begin to think, and it makes one question, whatever happened to the uniqueness of one? Whatever happened to the uniqueness of being an individual? Whatever happened to the uniqueness of just being one? And the word unique, so I wanted to kind of discover what this meant. So the word unique in definition, of course, there are many definitions, but word unique, one of the definitions is the only one of its kind and unlike anything else. So the word definition means the only one of its kind and unlike anything else. If we go shopping and they tell us that an item that we are looking at is unique, that means there is nothing else quite like this one. Yeah, if we go shopping somewhere and we see some clothes we like or shoes we like, or we see an item that we like, and they say, well, that item that you have, that you're looking at, that is a unique item. And they say, well, what makes it unique? What makes it so unique? What makes it so unique is that there is nothing else quite like this one. There's nothing else quite like this one. It might be similar in color. It might be similar in style. It could have been even made in the same place, made in the same factory. But this item is in a class all by itself. Unique. Yeah, unique. Unique. Yeah, some unique items, some unique ideas. Some uniqueness about ourselves. Yeah, some uniqueness, unlike anything else. But this item's in the class all by itself. And I began to think, some of you know that I was a microbiology major at university, and I took advanced biology and zoology classes while in school. I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying that to bring up the next point, okay? So the reason I say that is this. Certain things or certain items only grow in unique areas of the world. Certain things only grow in unique areas of the world. For example, there is this plant. I'm going to put up a picture of a plant. In the mountains in New Zealand. That means if you want to have it grow in some place other than what it is unique to, You must create the exact same environment for it to grow. Let me say that again. If you want it to grow outside of New Zealand, you must create the exact same environment for it to grow. In other words, it cannot grow outside of its own uniqueness. Yeah, it cannot grow outside of its own uniqueness. I would like to propose something here. Maybe the struggle that we're having growing is because we're trying to grow outside of our own uniqueness. Maybe it's not as tough as we think it is. Maybe the struggle comes because we're trying to grow outside of our own uniqueness. Now, you can create the environment for the plant to grow. And you can create the surrounding for the plant to grow. But in its first inception, it will begin to struggle as it adapts. Because the reason it's struggling is because it's adapting to a different environment. The reason it struggles in its beginning is because it's adapting to a different environment. Maybe the struggle, the fight we're in, is because we're busy trying to adapt to an environment that's outside of our uniqueness. We can learn to adapt to almost anything. We're human. I mean, humans have the capability to live in some of the most extreme weathers, from the coldest temperatures to the hottest extremes. You can find humans because we learn to adapt. Maybe what's going on with us has nothing to do with we're not good enough, maybe because we're trying to live outside of our own uniqueness. Maybe I'm not made to grow in that type of soil. Maybe it has nothing to do with who you are. Maybe you're trying to outlive outside of our own uniqueness. I spent 9 months growing in my mother's womb, survived over 2.5 million sperm trying to fertilize one egg just to get here and be like somebody else, to live outside of our own uniqueness. In other words, if you take what is unique, and place it among everything else. If you take what is unique and you place it among everything else, it will stand out for a while until it is no longer recognized. Isn't that what some of us right now are facing, we're dealing with? We don't even recognize ourselves anymore. We can't even recognize who we are. We look in the mirror, we look the same, and we're the same height, but we don't even recognize who we are. We kind of sound like we know who we kind of sound the same, but we don't recognize who we are. We've been around everything else so long, we don't even recognize our own individuality, our own uniqueness. Even in relationships, even in business, even in our careers, we're so busy trying to blend in, we forget we might need to just stand out. Recognize who I am. I went through a period in my life where I didn't even begin to recognize who I was. I kept trying to blend in so much that I didn't even recognize who I was. Have you ever, let me ask you this question. Have you ever tried to blend in so well, so much, that you couldn't even recognize who you were anymore. You used to have a hobby where maybe you used to collect things. Maybe you used to collect stamps or collect coins, or maybe you used to paint or used to like to read. And now you've lost your uniqueness. You've been around everything so much, you don't even recognize who you are. You don't even sound like yourself. Copy and paste. Copy and paste. It just seems like today's society just seems like as if it had lost some of its taste and appeal for originality. It just seems like society today has lost some of its taste and its desire and its drive and its desire for originality and authenticity. You know, it seems like, and it just seems like the necessity of individuality, it seems to be lost. Yeah, many new ideas, let me say this, many new ideas seem more like a copy and paste rendition of a previous idea. It seems like being yourself, being unique is a bad thing, and being like everyone else is most acceptable. And I get it, in today's society, in a culture where they'll cancel you for being, listen, they will champion you in one voice for being an original, but will cancel you in another voice for standing on your own. Yeah, they will champion you for being an original, but turn around and cancel you for standing on your own. And I get it. It just seems like the tasty desire to be authentic, the desire to be original, the desire to be an individual, it seems to be lost, like we're losing it. And it seems more like a copy and paste rendition, a copy and paste society. Let me just make this disclaimer. I'm not saying that we can't have mentors or pioneers who help lead the way, but most ideas seem more like a copy and paste version of someone else. Like a lot of things we do, become a copy and paste version of the last conversation you had, a copy and paste version of the last person we've been around, a copy and paste version of ideas we've seen somewhere else. It's more difficult. Let me just say this. It's more difficult to be yourself or to become ourselves or become yourself if all our time is spent trying to be someone else. It's more difficult to be yourself when you spend most of your time trying to be like someone else. Again, think about this. You spent 9 months in your mother's womb. Your mother carried you for 9 months. When the egg was fertilized, there was over 2.5 million sperm trying to fertilize one egg, and you were the individual that did it. So you mean to tell me you're going to go ahead and beat out 2.5 million people, be carried in the womb for 9 months, and then still spend all your time trying to be like someone else? Copy and paste. Copy and paste. And it just seems to me like concepts like authenticity and creativity are almost foreign languages now. Yeah, they're almost foreign languages. And words like individuality seem to have fallen by the side of the road like a tired marathon runner. It seems like when you want to become an individual, when you want to be an individual, it seems like those words become tired. They fall alongside the road. Why be an individual? Why stand out? Why be adventurous? Why be a pioneer? Why step out? Why have the courage? Why be someone different? Why, when it's so easy to just copy and paste? The question I guess we're asking is, where has the individuality gone, and where is the authenticity? Did you know, and I had to learn this, so if I'm off a little bit, I think I'm right though. Did you know that there are 66 lines in a human fingerprint? Our fingerprints make us unique. They identify us as an individual. They make us unique, and they are unique to who we are. Right, they're unique to who we are. You know, no matter how close you are with your brother or your sibling or your sister, no matter how close you are with your friend or whoever, no matter how close you are to that last person you just sent that last text message to, no matter how close you are, your fingerprints mark you as an individual. And no matter how close you are, their fingerprints and your fingerprints will never match. They mark us as an individual. They are unique to who you are. Yet, when we look at social media, most times, what we view are page after page of one person trying to outdo the other person. Am I right? If one person buys a new car, then someone will post themselves buying two. If someone posts themselves buying a house, then someone say, well, I got a bigger house. And in the middle, in the fray of all this, in the middle of the battle of one-upmanship, individuality suffers a loss. No one can be an individual because everybody's trying to outdo the last person. We can't be an individual because we're busy trying to outdo the last post we saw. That last post has nothing to do with who you are as an individual. What seems to have dampened our spirit of an adventure, and our drive to start something and see it through? I mean, there used to be this concept, this strange concept called, I'm going to start it and I'm going to see it through. There used to be this strange thing that people used to do, and it was called, if I start it, I'm going to see it through. There used to be this strange notion that we used to have that says, if I began it, I'm going to stick through it. If I start it, I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to see it through to the end. Whatever happened to our notion of starting it and seeing it through? Whatever happened to things like that? What dampened your spirit of adventure? What seemed to have dampened your drive to start something and see it through? What made you feel like just because I started it and trouble came up or problems stuck their head up that I can't see it through? What seemed to have dampened your spirit of adventure and stick through it to this? What seemed to have dampened that and never discovering who we are as an individual? Because it's what we stick through that we find out who we are. It's not when everything is going our way. It's not when things are perfect. It's when we learn to stick through it That's when we begin to learn who we are. And discovering and never discovering who we are as an individual. Even if you were born a twin, and some of you who may be listening, you might have a twin, maybe a fraternal twin or paternal twin. Even if you were born a twin to someone else, you were still born an individual. Yeah, you were still born an individual. You still have a uniqueness of an individual.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You still have the power of an individual. You still have the power of one. Copy and paste it. Copy and paste. There is absolutely nothing wrong with discovering who you are. How can you get a clear picture of who you want to become if you don't know who you already are? I can say this next statement because of personal experience, things I've witnessed, things I've seen, things I've lived, and just what I've seen. Personal experience. I find most people, live what others say they are, what others say we are, rather than having the courage to step out and finding out who you are on your own. Yeah, I'll say that again. Most people live what others say we are, rather than having the courage to step out and finding out for ourselves. Because you know what? One reason is because it's comfortable to just go ahead and just be what someone else says you are. It's comfortable. It doesn't require any work of you on our part. It doesn't require any effort on our part. We don't have to put forth any thought process behind it. If all I have to do is sit here and be what you say I am, I'll just do it and I don't need any work. I don't require any sweat. I don't have to study. I don't have to put forth any effort. I don't have to put forth any energy behind it. You do all the thinking and I'll become who you say. It's easier to do that than it is to put forth the effort to become who you are. It takes courage to do that. For example, guys, I want to show up a picture. I'm going to put up another picture here. Listen, he had no access to formal education. He was a son of fugitive slaves. No access to formal education. Latimer, he taught himself mechanical drawing. While in the Union Navy. So that tells you around the time he lived, the Union Navy. So it had him around the Civil War in this country. While in the Union Navy, And eventually, he became a chief draftsman, a patent expert, and inventor. What if he had lived what everyone thought he was? What if he just went through life living only what everyone thought he was? What if he only lived what if he only lived up to the expectations that someone else had for him? What if he never changed his own expectations? What if he never raised the bar on who he thought he could become? What if he never put forth the effort and changed who he thought he could become? What if he lived what everyone thought he was? He would just be the son of runaway slaves. He would be the son of runaway slaves. He might not have ever been heard of in the history books. History would have never heard about him. History would have written him off. I wonder how many people have been written off simply because they were too busy trying to live what someone else said about them. I wonder how many things we missed out on because we're busy trying to live what someone else said about us, never raising our own expectations about ourselves. I'm gonna put up another picture, guys. So she struggled to watch people to cut wood with a pit saw, one of those things that need two people to move, right? And which required two users and only cut in one direction. It only cut in one direction. So she was determined to help people after she seen the struggle of people. She was determined to help after she saw the struggle. And think about that. She was determined to help after she saw the struggle. The problem created the answer. The problem created the answer. The problem that we have is creating the answer that we need. It's creating the answer. It's creating the solution that you're looking for. So I'm going to keep going. So she saw them struggling to cut with this pit saw that you could only use, only cut in one direction. Yeah, so don't get upset with the problem. Your problem may be giving you the solution that you need. Your problem may be providing you with the answer that you're looking for. Let me keep going. It could only be cut in one direction. So she was determined to help. She was determined to help. So what she did was this. Here's what she did. She attached a circular blade to her spinning wheel. And a spinning wheel, she was using a spinning wheel because she was designing clothes. She was making clothes and sewing clothes for the individuals in her town that were working. So what she decided to do was she decided to attach a circular blade to her spinning wheel, and she invented the circular saw. Yeah, let me show you what we got here. And what she did was she attached a circular blade to it and created the circular saw. Yeah, it created the circular saw. So she took the spinning wheel that she was using to weave clothes and attach a circular blade to it, and invented something that most men can't do without in their garage, a circular saw. I wonder, what have we possibly missed out on? Or what great inventions or what great ideas await us if we dare to be courageous enough to live outside of what someone else says you should be, to live outside of what someone else says you should have. And instead of becoming what was around them at the time, they decided to do something instead, something different instead of copy and paste. What I would like to propose to you is this. There is something that is great in each of us. There is something revolutionary down inside each of us. But we can never discover what's inside of us if we're too busy trying to become like someone else. Copy and paste. Copy and paste. These two individuals were no different than anyone else. They may have had different backgrounds and different beginnings, but they were still just two individuals. Yeah, two individuals. Listen, our background is not our final story. Where we start is not the last chapter. Let me say that again. Where you start, how your life started, is not the last chapter. It only becomes the last chapter when we stop creating the next one. Yeah, it only becomes the last chapter when we stop creating the next one. The story only comes to an end when we decide to no longer continue on the next page. Stop waiting for someone else to turn the page. Turn your own page. Write your own story. Yeah. Fill up the pages. Fill up the pages. You're not too young to fill them up. You're not too old to fill them up. If you're older than anyone else, that just means you have more to write about. That means you have more experiences. That means you have more to say. And if you're young, that means you're learning a lot. That means you can add new innovative ideas. You're not too old. You're not too young. Fill up the pages right until you run out of paper. And when you run out of paper, start typing it on your computer. But your story only stops when you are no longer writing it. Copy and paste. Copy and paste. These individuals dared to be different. Yeah. You think about Lewis Howard Latimer in the Union Army, the son of runaway slaves. The son of runaway slaves. That means his parents are already being hunted. That means he is already being hunted. You may feel like life is hunting you. You may feel like you are on the run from something. You may feel like something is trying to catch you. But these individuals dared to be different. Listen, she was a woman during a time that women were supposed to have any say-so in men issues. She was supposed to be just a woman. You go in the house, you cook a good meal, you sew our clothes, you take care of children, but she dared to be different. These two individuals dared to be different, dared to be different individuals. Listen, you have to have courage not to be like everyone else. It does not take courage to fit in like everyone else. It does not take courage to go along with the masses. But it takes courage if you want to stand out to be yourself. People who want to change the world can oftentimes be some of the loneliest people. Let me just be honest with you. People who want to change the world oftentimes can be some of the loneliest people. Yeah, sometimes they could be some of the loneliest people. People think you, and you would think that because everybody knows your name and everybody wants to be around you and everybody wants to hear from you and everybody wants to be your friend, you think that because the crowd wants to be around you that you're never lonely. But people who want to change the world, not popular, but people who want to change the world can be some of the loneliest people because not everyone is going to share in their vision. Not everyone is going to share in their vision, and not everyone is going to understand their vision. Maybe right now the struggle that you're having of being yourself is because not everybody understands you. Yeah, and the reason everybody doesn't understand you, the reason everybody doesn't get you is not because you're so strange. It's not because you're so weird. It's because you have been built to change the world. You have been wired to make an impact. Baby, you have been wired to cause change. You are like a tidal wave. All it takes for a tidal wave to happen is for it to get stirred up. Listen, you are a tidal wave waiting to take place. And when a tidal wave hits, it leaves it marked behind it. It lets you know that it was there. All it takes for a tidal wave to happen is for it to get stirred up. All it takes for you to do what you need to do is to get stirred up. So you got to have courage to be an individual. You have to have courage to stand out. Because not everybody's going to share in the vision and not everybody's going to understand. So maybe they don't understand you, not because you're crazy, just because you are made to change the world. So they have to have courage and have to have courage, even though they feel fear. And I know that's an oxymoron. They have to have courage even though they feel fear. They have to have courage when the crowds become smaller and leave. They almost have to be rebels. Yeah, they almost have to be rebels because most of the time they are fighting against the odds and facing what some would say is a losing battle. It's difficult to copy and paste and still be an individual. Because most of the time, you're facing what they say is a losing battle. They'll tell you, you can't do it. They'll tell you, no one else in the family has done that. They'll tell you, no one else has ever said that before. They'll tell you things like, I've never known anybody to succeed at what you're doing. So how do you think you're going to succeed? They'll tell you, what makes you think you're any different? They'll say to you, what makes you think you're any better? Baby, I may not be better, but I am different. Yeah, you know I'm a huge component of positive affirmation. Begin to say that to yourself. Type it in chat. Say it to yourself when you're looking in the mirror. Say it out loud. I may not be better, but I am different. Yeah, I may not be better, but I'm certainly different. I'm certainly different. You may not be better than the last person. They may be taller than you, but I'm different than they are. They may be prettier than you, but I'm different than they are. Their hair may be longer than yours, but I'm different than they are. So how do you know what you might be good at? We will never discover if we're good at anything until we're willing to try something. Try it while you are unsure. Try it when things look like it might not work out. Try it when it seems like the odds are against you. Failure only occurs when we don't try at all. Copy and paste. Being original. I remember there was this soft drink that had a slogan that said, being original. That means it didn't taste like all the other sodas. It didn't taste like all the other colas. It was different. And the moment you tasted it, you knew something was different about it. Baby, listen, it doesn't take long for somebody to stand around you, for them to notice there's something different about you. Yeah, you are an original. If you hang around you long enough, they're going to find out that you are an original. There's something about you that just stands out. Be an original. Look, begin to look at yourself in this way. You are unique. Yes, say that to yourself a few times. Put it on repeat. Put it on replay. You are unique. Just say it out loud. Type it in chat. Put it on your phone. Type it on your computer. I am unique. Yeah, you are unique. Listen, let me tell you something. You are so unique that if you were a piece of chicken, you would be the original recipe. Yeah, let me say that again. You're so unique that if you were a piece of chicken, you would be the original recipe. I often tell people this. When you were created, God was just showing off. There is something special about you. Yeah, unique. The only one of its kind. Unlike anything else. There is no other you walking this earth. Of all the people that have been born throughout history, there has only been one you. When you were created, the mold was broken. The blueprint was torn up. What I'm saying to you is this. They don't make them like you anymore. They can search all they want. Turn over every rock. Dig in every ditch. Climb every tree. But they don't make them like you anymore. We must begin to see ourselves or see our individuality just like this. They don't make them like you anymore. Put it in chat. Say it out loud. Begin to start your day off by saying that. They don't make them like you anymore. Yeah, you might have four sisters and three brothers, but they don't make them like you. You may have a best friend and a close cousin, but they don't make them like you anymore. So we must begin to see our individuality just like that. Yeah, individuality just like that. When you came out, you were the last one. You were the last batch. Just because, listen, when you came out, you were the last batch. Just because bread is baked in the same oven as the pie does not mean the bread gonna become sweet. You might have 20 sisters and brothers, baby, but ain't nobody like you. So here's what I'm saying. What's in them won't be found in you. And more importantly, what's in you will never be found in them. Are you aware that some things can only be found in a particular area of the world or climate? That is said to be when something can only be found in a certain climate or a certain temperature or a certain part of the world. It is said that that thing is called indigenous. Indigenous. meaning only can be found there. It's indigenous. It comes from the Latin word indigenia, which means within, within. And we also get the Latin word, our English word, genetics from it, or gene from it, genetics. In genetics, our word gene, genetics. In other words, there are some traits you are naturally born into. There are some things that are just born with you. You ever see someone, they say, man, I don't know why they're so good at math. I don't know why they're so good at this. I don't know why they're so good at that. Because they're naturally, it's indigenous to them. There are certain things and gifts and talents that are indigenous to you. And we lose that individuality. We lose that ingenuity. We lose that, our indigenity, if we try to be like someone else. This is why we can't spend our time trying to become jealous of what someone else can do. Because there are certain things that only you can do. Copy and paste it. Listen, when I learned to copy and paste a picture on a computer, I also learned something else. I also learned that when I copied a picture, I also copied its flaws. I copied its mistakes. I copied where it went wrong. I copied its flaws. If we copy and paste someone else without taking the time to do the work ourselves, we also have the tendency to repeat the mistakes they made. I remember working in an office, and another person and I were responsible for filling out some paperwork on a computer. I got through quicker than they did because all I did was copy and paste. I told you, copy and paste. But they took their time typing everything in, line by line. And it was kind of tiring because we had to go. And we couldn't leave until we got through with the work. And this person is over here typing everything in, line by line. And I'm copying and pasting. And I'm done. And I'm ready to go. And everything would be done sooner if this guy just copied and paste, right? Like, dude, if you get through, we can copy and paste. But that's not what he did. So I got through quicker than they did because all I did was copy and paste, but they took their time to type everything. I asked them, why didn't you copy and paste everything so it could get done sooner? And their answer to me was, just because it's done sooner, just because it's completed sooner, doesn't always mean that it's done better. Just because it's done sooner doesn't mean it's done better. So don't sacrifice something that's better just for something that's sooner. Then they said to me, you took half the time, but I took my time. What that taught me is this. If I'm going to be an individual, if you're going to be an individual, you might have to be patient. You don't have to compete with anybody. Stop comparing yourself to anybody, because being an original means you never have to compete with a copy. Being an original means you never have to compete with a copy. Then I realized something about that person. The time they took to fill in everything required something of them. So that's something else. If we're going to be an original, if you're going to be your individual self, it's going to require something of us. So number one, if you're going to be an original, if you're going to be yourself, be patient with yourself. Be patient, but vigilant, which means it may not happen overnight, but I'm going to be ready when it does. Yeah. It may not happen in the next 5 minutes. It might not happen when this streaming is over. It might not happen tomorrow. But I'm going to be ready when it does happen. is not going to catch me getting ready. I'm already set on go. And number two, it's going to require something from us. Yeah, we can't just relax in the blanket of complacency. It's going to require something of us, which means it's not about how fast we can get it done, but it's about the amount of time we are willing to put into it. Copy and paste. And as always, it's been a real blast. Don't forget to visit our Facebook page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. Guys, I'm so excited that you decided to join me here today. And I know that this is the last day that you decide to copy and paste. Don't forget you can listen to us on any streaming platform. Apple Podcasts, Pandora, guys, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and so many more. Guys, I get out of here. Gotta get out of here. But before I do, if you're gonna tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. I gotta go. Peace.